The passions of love are too great and too cruel. My flames they do scorch, and I cannot endure. Since every night I do dream of my jewel, we cannot find hope of an absolute cure. Her beauty is wounding, her eyes are so charming, she conquers all souls that her sweetly behold. Then let my strong passion to all be a warning, since I do esteem her far better than gold. But what will become of me if she does slight me? My life I shall hate, to my grave I shall pine. For she is the soul that doth only delight me. She seems like an angel and almost divine. With a glance of her eye, full soon she can cure me. So sweet and so pleasant she is to behold. How happy were I if she would but assure me she prized my passion far better than gold. But oh, now I tremble to think of unkindness. My bowels do run and my heart it doth bleed. My love in excess, it must needs be a kindness that conquers the prince and the peasant indeed. But 'tis a sweet pain, there's none that can heal it, till she with soft kisses her love doth unfold. My passion is great, and I dare not reveal it, yet say that I prize her far better than gold. If she felt but the pain that I long have endured, oh, how would she languish in flames of desire? And in vain, all in vain, my desire to be cured. But who can extinguish love's violent fire? No, no, I must suffer the pains of a martyr, except in my arms I my love can enfold. I vow and protest I will never desert thee, whom I do esteem so much better than gold. But now I am weary and sick of my passion, yet still hug the charms that entangle me sore. And if I had had either wit or discretion, I might have perceived my folly before. But 'tis too late, and I must be contented, my heart to my dearest, if perfectly sold. And she for whose love I so long have lamented, I prize her far better than silver or gold. Well, art thou so constant, I will be as loyal, and love thee while I do enjoy my dear breath. Then be not cast down, I will ne'er make denial, and nothing shall part thee and me but pale death. I'll hug thee and kiss thee, and with thee will dally the pleasures of love thou shalt freely possess. For thou art the man that I chiefly do value, as I am thy joy, thou art my happiness. But it grieves me to think thou dost reckon me cruel. My heart is possessed with an amorous flame. And to my hot flames, dearest, add not a fuel. If thou wilt be faithful, I will be the same. No riches nor honor shall ever persuade me my love to forsake, nor no leave in distress. Strong passions of love do already invade me, and thou art the fountain of my happiness. Then cease to complain, for it grieves me to hear it, to think of your sighs adds but sorrow to pain. I will be thy true love, thou needst not to fear it, thy love and thy suit I will never disdain. Be kind thou shalt find, I will not be ungrateful. My heart doth design what my tongue doth express. And if unto me thou dost once prove deceitful, I must bid adieu then to my happiness. But the fates, I do hope, both are good, have designed it. In wedlock, I hope, we soon join it shall be. My heart, it is thine, and I now do resign it. Thy true and thy loyal consort I will be. I never will waver while I have a being. Then doubt not the words that I now do express. Though nothing be like to believing and seeing, know that in true love lies my happiness.